Current law prohibits getting votes by offering something of value. But right now, that rule doesn't apply to recall petitions. Evan Wynn calls it a loophole. The Republican from Whitewater has authored a bill applying to both situations, so there's conformity.
We're not trying to bring this out because of the current recall Walker situation. If I was in the assembly, I'm a freshman, if I was in the assembly last year before all this happened and somebody said, hey, this is legal, I would introduce the same bill because I just believe it's common sense. Bribery is wrong for these types of things.
Recall supporters say it's another roadblock to removing elected officials as Wisconsin's Constitution allows. Brian Bliss of Madison says political gatherings that offer food or drink without strings attached should not be considered bribery.
Right now, the bribery is not coming because people are getting pizza. The bribery is coming because there's millions of dollars coming in from out-of-state lobbyists. A lot of people feel like they bought the legislators. The recallers aren't the ones who are giving the bribes or receiving the bribes. We're in the recall because we think our petitions are the ones that got the bribes, and that's why we got to get them out.
Last month, the Milwaukee County DA's office cleared three groups accused of election bribery. The groups came from across the political spectrum. They offered gift cards, free food, and transportation to the polls. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.